whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young. And we are here to
rant and rave. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Was I supposed to hear the intro when we were dancing?
Yeah.
I did not hear it.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
I can't imagine why. Do you hear this?
I don't hear anything right now except you when you talk.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. Well, I'll have to plug that in. All right.
We are starting a new venture, and you know how the growing pains go, except there's no Mike Siever to make it better.
Wow. Okay. No, now I just pushed a button that's opening all kinds of windows on my computer. I don't know what's happening. You know what?
Riverside.
It's fine, guys. Riverside, you're still new to me. It's all right. I guess I won't use any of those fancy sound effects this week.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about it. Jessica, hi. How was your week?
It was good. Thank you. I was very happy to get to see you finally. I feel like we hadn't seen each other in forever. Dana and I got to have a nice little coffee date.
Yes, we had a coffee date to talk about what we were going to do new forthcoming with the podcast. Mm-hmm.
We have some very exciting things for you to look forward to in the coming months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had dinner with our old friend who now left us for Austin, Texas, Mr. Ronnie Karam.
I know. How is he?
From Watch What Crappens. Oh, he's fine. He's got 1.5 million listeners.
Oh, yeah. They're huge.
It's insane. No, we went to the yummiest Oaxacan restaurant called Madre that I'm obsessed with, and we had a delightful meal, and I really, really miss him. Austin is very lucky to have him.
Now, did he go back to Austin because he can work from home and be with family?
Yes.
Yeah.
He actually never intended to stay away. He was like, oh, I'm going to buy a place and it'll be in Austin. He's from Texas. And then COVID happened and he just never came back.
I know. He's a big family guy.
Yes.
He's a big family guy. I can tell.
Yep. And his nieces have him there, so they're very lucky.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Yes. What about you? How was your week?
My week was good. We went to a pumpkin patch last night. We had some ice cream.
Ooh.
We had Halloween cocktails with family friends.
Yes.
So that was fun. But I definitely feel like I had no weekend because it was so busy. And it's been a long time because of COVID since a full weekend has been busy. And it was all like outdoor activities and whatever. So I'm not always that outdoor active. Mm-hmm. So I just feel exhausted. I'm so done.
Well, you want a day off from the festival. I totally get that.
It's only Monday. I feel exhausted and it's only Monday.
I know.
But I'm not complaining. I had a lovely weekend.
Pumpkin patch is fun. I went to one of our local gardens. You went to the amazing Huntington Gardens this week.
I did.
Which I've always died for you to go to.
Surprised me. Well, I've always wanted to go, and I've lived here for so long. And it's not even that expensive. It's just like getting there, figuring it out on your own.
It's a trek.
I have to go by myself because nobody really likes doing that stuff, but me, you know, so I just had never been. And it was interesting because my therapist kept saying, I want you to take some time for yourself, not listening to other people or helping other people or, you know, doing housework. Because sometimes I'll just wrap myself in that, even though I hate it. And she was like, just take time for yourself and do something you would enjoy. I want you to go to the Huntington. And I just still hadn't done it. And then Kate and I had made plans to hang out. You know, it's post-wedding, so I get to see her a little bit more. She's not quite as jam-packed. So she had said, let's hang out. And we were just going to have coffee or something like that. And so then we met up for coffee, and she was like, well, we have to be somewhere by 3. And I was like, what? So I had all these guesses of like what we were going to be doing. And I was totally wrong. It was the Huntington. I was so excited.
I love it. Weren't you mesmerized? I mean, it is
stunning.
Such
and we didn't
a treasure.
Even see, not even half of it did I see.
No, it's huge.
Yeah.
I even want to go, hey, we can go back sometime because I don't even like tea. You can have high tea with, what do you call it? At the like, they have a
rose
proper
garden.
English rose garden. Yes. And you can have like tea and lunch and whatever there. But I also want to have tea in the Japanese or Chinese pavilion.
Yes. It is closed right now, the tea room. But it's opening very soon, it said. They did some remodeling, I think. Yeah. And it says opening very soon. Yeah. So that was
so the springs.
Well, yeah, I had a lovely week.
I love it. Really quick before we move on, you guys. Honestly, if you have a botanical gardens of any sort in your area, I am begging you to go. Our friends gave us a membership last Christmas, and I told Alan, I was like, can you please come here with a book and just sit at one of the hidden benches throughout the property or do whatever? It is such a dream, and please go support your local botanical gardens. I know we have a spectacular one in my hometown of Atlanta that is beyond belief. I went to Descanso Gardens this weekend. Another thing I absolutely love is when people get innovative. It's like the same way they do those crazy displays at the Bellagio. They had a sea monster, like a Japanese sea dragon, coming out of one of the ponds that's made with almost like chicken wire. And then it was filled with every kind of gourd you've ever seen.
Made up
the body. So just super cool, fun things. While you're walking through nature, if you live in LA, go to Descanso Gardens for Carved. That is their Halloween spectacular, whatever. It goes from like 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. You have to buy tickets. You have a timed entry. It's out of control. And we saw it in the daylight, and without half the stuff was covered, and it was still spectacular.
Yes, anyway. But I did tell Jessica, if you do live around here, get your tickets for things quick because LA loves Halloween and everything sells out. Like I just bought tickets for my son and I to go to Hauntoween. And
where is that?
That was almost sold out. Thousand Oaks.
Oh, I've heard of that one. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, and there's lots of little pumpkin patches and stuff. We do those too. My friend said that I was trying to visit every piggy in LA.
That is not a bad thing. Okay. I have no issue with that.
I haven't sent you any pictures because I feel like my friends are probably tired of seeing me with goats and stuff. But I saw some baby piglets on Saturday night and I lost my mind.
What?
There were 4 baby piglets at this pumpkin patch up the street. And there were a goat sneezed on my son's face. Oh, so funny. I really just had it. It was so funny.
How did he react? How did he react, please?
And he just went, and closed his eyes and froze. And I go,
oh.
He sneezed on you.
Dana.
I couldn't help it. It was funny.
Oh,
what are you going to do? Because I was right beside him. It could have just as easily been me as him.
Yes.
So maybe that's why it was even funnier. Because I was like, for once in my life, I was lucky.
I hate to laugh, but I laugh. As long as no one got hurt and he didn't get hurt, then I laugh.
He didn't get headbutted. He just got goat boogies all over his face.
So nasty.
I'm a terrible mother.
Hilarious.
Whatever. We bought him ice cream. He's fine.
Ooh, lucky duck.
We went to Magpies.
I was just going to say.
Delish.
It's the best.
Love it.
I'm so glad that you
are we ready to get into this?
Let's do it. And before we do, really quick, you guys, you can find us at the Rants and Raves podcast on Facebook and Instagram, on Twitter at @raves_the. You can send us a direct email anytime, anyway, therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. You can also go to the contact button on our website, www.therantsandravespodcast.com. Thank you.
It was so assertive.
Ooh. Also, subscribe to YouTube, because if you didn't catch it, and I know some of you did, because we've been seeing those numbers go up, Dana put up our first ever full-length episode. She edited a full video. It is not for the faint of heart. Check it out if you want to see the insanity of these two. Brought straight to you from the bowels of Susan Powder. Go check out the Rants and Raves podcast on YouTube.
The bowels. Wow.
So disgusting. Ronnie and I were talking about her. That's why that just came to mind.
Oh my God. Well, also, I just want to applaud you real quick before we get into the first rant. You have gotten your new microphone up. And
y'all, 10 months. That I've owned
you
this thing.
You are so used to having to lean and put your face, glue your face to it, that each time when you said, the Rants and Raves podcast, if you're watching the video, you will see me yank back. It's terrifying. You don't have to push your face up.
Testing, one, two.
No, not testing. Put your head back and say test.
testing, one, two. No, you guys, she's true. Like, I had to be all up on that. Like,
why are you on it still? You're still.
Why did I just have a cigar? Like, Groucho
Marx.
I don't know. Either.
I don't know. I just feel already crazy. I've taken 2 phone calls today already, and that's insane for me.
That's awfully early for a phone call. I made one, and I made it short and sweet.
Ooh, wee. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into our rants. I'm very excited for rant. I'm always excited for our rants, but this is a nice one. For you OG listeners, I think you'll get it pretty quickly. We may have some explaining to do later. Here we go. This is from a listener. Hi, my name is Helen. Not my first time, long time listener. My wife won't use the stuff she has begged me to get her. Massage, tiny Polaroid cube camera, a new mic setup for her podcast that rhymes with hants and babes. What is wrong with her? 75 question marks. Help me understand, period.
Oh my God.
I literally heard myself finish that. There's a delay between us. I literally heard myself finish that. This person who you might know, Jessica, is very frustrated. Do we have any advice for Helen and his wife?
Are you asking me or the listener?
Pessica Rung is his wife's name, I think.
You know what? He is not wrong. I cannot give any excuse. That's what's even more sad. I wish I could be like, you know what? I blah, blah, blah. Nope. No excuse whatsoever.
No.
The word normal is very subjective. So I would say the average person, maybe more than average, would have immediately run to their area, their desk, whatever, and set it up. And tried it and played around. Nope. Just thank you. Put it to the side and maybe
for
beep,
how long?
Beep, beep.
No, the story's not over.
Since December 25th of last year, 2021.
Yes. For
10 and a half months.
And then Resica or Pessica, whatever her name is, also had a podcast partner named Freyna Cowell, who asked her several times.
Related to Simon.
Listen, I give you no sympathy, woman. And here's why. I am on Helen's side 125% or more.
I know.
Because Dan Tipton does that to me. I buy him things, and I have to be careful because he's working from home.
And I knew this was coming.
And he'll come flying out like a witch on a broomstick. Well, but no, no to you both.
There's no excuses. He doesn't have any either. I know that.
Yeah. No.
Am I right?
There are things I've bought for him that are still have, yeah, they still have the plastic cellophane around some of the things I've bought him. And there were things he said he wanted. Does that sound familiar? Miss
yes,
microphone
was,
still in a box and you asked for?
I was dreading this because as it happens, so many things about Alan and Dana parallel each other, just like so many things about Dan Tipton and myself parallel each other. So I'm in the doghouse and I can't even try to get out.
No, ma'am. You're in double duke houses.
Also, since we're on the subject, I will do what Dana loves me to do and turn this rant into a rave.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding, but I am going to have a positive spin. Dana's friend, when we started out, because I think y'all remember, dang, they were just right next to me. Here they are. I can't find anything in my life, but I can find these from my Sony Walkman that I was using when Dana and I started on our podcast. God. Still have them.
I can't believe you
don't
still have them. Why?
Oh, yeah. Just kept them for posterity because I'm a lunatic. I can't believe they happen to just be right next to me. I can't find anything of importance in my life. But those janky things that cost me 99 cents on clearance at Urban Outfitters, they're right there.
Wow.
Dana's friend, I think, heard a podcast, or Dana, God bless, and she had every right to, is probably complaining about my lack of mic or how bad I sounded. I also think maybe it was when we got into having to record at home because of COVID.
COVID.
And her friend, on no notice, sent me a microphone that appeared magically like a day later. And that is what I have been using for 2 years, y'all. 2 years, 2020, 2021, 2022, almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so, Lisa.
Well, Lisa's going to be getting a thank you gift and her microphone, if it's even still compatible with whatever equipment she has. Because I've had it so long, it might be obsolete.
No, Lisa is so, so sweet. She's
well, you're
such
a doll,
wonderful
Lisa.
She was actually like, she was a producer on Steve Heitner's podcast.
That's oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
When I was doing like a special, I had my own little segment on Steve's
exactly.
podcast.
Exactly. That's gold. Wasn't
that's
it called
gold.
That's gold? Yeah.
Yes. With Steve Heitner. Yep. Yeah. So listen now. In your defense, Jessica, I am not perfect. Maybe Helen is. His name's Alan. You know there's going to be some people out there that are like, Jessica's married to a man named Helen. Where's he from? Is he Dutch? What?
Dutch.
No, his name is Alan. But wait, I have to defend you a little bit because I do love you in that. How many days did you text me, get those gifts out of your car after we met and you
Hilarious.
Gave me my birthday gift?
Just because I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew
in my
it.
Car
Hilarious.
All the time.
I'm bad
car is
about
like
it
an
too.
Outdoor, it's an outdoor suitcase for me. I don't know why I do it, but I really, really do. It's not acceptable in any way. Jessica's
Hilarious.
The best gift giver, by the way. I went to a gathering last night for Halloween, outdoor Halloween cocktails with dry ice, you know, and we had dinner and stuff. And I was saying to the girls, I was so mad I didn't bring my plant tarot cards.
Oh,
they were like, you should make Dan drive home and get them. They all wanted to see them.
I loved those. You know, now like people are making... There's the traditional ones, right? With like the medieval drawings
right.
and I'm doing an example.
Of
it's
course.
Like a man.
And they're very lovely.
a man with one foot, like a flamingo on a tree or whatever. But I saw houseplant tarot. What?
What?
And admittedly, I was a little scared because I'm like, maybe Dana's going to think this is bad, but I'm going to have the hopes that because it's plant related, she'll be okay with it.
You know what's funny is I was obviously raised that all that stuff is horrible. So obviously it fascinates me. So were my mama alive, I wouldn't be screaming it out loud. She'd be like, Dana, ready? But to me, it's just like fun time, silly game stuff. It's not like I'm going to live my life by it. If my
it's not like I read horoscopes.
But I do. But frequently I'm like, that's not true. None of it happened. My life would be better. What's wrong with that? Anyway, the first time I was like going to brave it and have my tarot cards read was at Dave Koechner's house. And Ricky Lake was there. That's the I've told you about that party, right? Have I told you?
Yes.
And then we wanted to get it. And then she was booked up. She got like, I guess you had to sign up. So the tarot card reader was like booked fast. And I didn't get in there fast
enough. Oh.
I know. But I did meet Ricky Lake. So there you go. There's a story for you.
My friends, the only time I ever had my tarot cards read was at a birthday party for my friend Michelle Bernier, who turned 17. And let me just tell you something. Her mother was a psychiatrist. Her father was a researcher and doctor at the CDC. So you can imagine the intelligence in that family. They were lovely. We spent the night there. Her mom always let us have sleepovers there. She was very adamant about one thing. Michelle was not allowed to purchase or read the magazine 17 because she was not yet 17. Took that way
very
too
literally.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And so for her birthday, we saved up 17 magazines and got them from everywhere and like plastered. That was all the decor was 17. And she had a tarot reader, which was way cool. And like the lady literally like was in like their guest bedroom and she called us in one by one and you had your private tarot. And let me tell you, there was no joking matter about it.
That is crazy to me. It's like, right? Okay, not till you're 17, but as soon as you're 17, no holds barred.
That's what I mean. It was insane.
You want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro? Do it. You want to sell your body on the street? Do it. You want to have
You're
your
17.
Future told? Do it. You're 17.
So ridiculous.
So crazy. But listen, my family was crazy too because, you know, my mom, we were religious when I was growing up. And so like we had to hide from the church that my mom liked the lottery and bingo and horoscopes.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah. Was that all... Bye-bye, no bingo.
No, because
it's
a
good fundraiser for the church.
You sinner.
Don't you have to buy in for $5 or something? And don't they take
a
cut?
I can't remember.
I'm curious.
Well, yes, there's something. Because I worked at a bingo hall. You know this.
I know. Well, how did your mom feel about that? Did you have to go to another
town
and wear a black wig?
No, I was too old for her to tell me any different. I was in college and I worked there with my middle sister. She got me the job.
Shut up. Two of the three worked at a bingo hall?
Yeah, Tiffy was too young. She was still little.
Okay, did your mother know that you guys did this? Or did you and your sister manage to keep the...
No,
she's like,
she
as
knew.
Long as you don't do
she
it in this town.
She didn't have any control. She would have loved to play. She liked bingo. She just couldn't tell church peoples.
Oh.
And my bingo hall, I told you, it supported Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Amazing.
Yay!
That's amazing.
All right, should we move on to your rant?
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. You guys, let me tell you something. This is going straight to a dear friend and listener, our friend Sarah, who has been bombarding me with these, and I mean on a daily basis. At first, I thought it was because she thought it was cool, and I was shocked because I'm like, A, she's a trained and was a professional chef. She still is in her home kitchen. But I was like, mm-hmm. Are you kidding that of all people she likes this? No. She said, are you crazy? I've been sending it to you because I think it's disgusting, and once you got riled up about it, I can't stop. Dana,
yeah.
Have you, during your scrolling through Instagram or TikTok, have you been captivated or angered by the trend of smearing shit on a board? Butter boards, cream cheese boards, peanut butter boards, schmear boards, just smear, 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 boards, boards, boards. No. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
Dana?
I know what a charcuterie board is.
Okay. Well, guess what? Someone has taken it to the next level, and there's nothing okay about it.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to have a brunch with some bagels and cream cheese. Let's not keep it in a tub where it's contained and clean. Let's take a little jam spreader and let's just smear it on our wood cutting board that we should be putting meat and cheese on. Let's just smear it. Let's just take a handful of capers and sprinkle it on. Oh, I just minced some red onion. Let's throw that on there too. Oh, yeah. Oh, let's take our bagel and let's tear a piece and let's just dip it in like a freaking monster.
No, no, it's not a bread bowl. And also with Jeremy's are out there and chasing us, guys.
Thank you. Do you
Why
want
we need be
to
smearing
butter
together?
Do you want to butter your toast, bagel, or anything else for that matter after someone else has dipped their filthy paws into it with a cookie or a ripped piece of bread or a crudité?
A crudité.
Listen, y'all. This whole thing went off the chart several years ago when we went from charcuterie, meaning nicely placed like a bunch of grapes, some salami in a row, a little pile of crackers, and a cheese or two. Easy peasy. You want to add some cornichon? Put it in a ramekin and add it to the plate.
Okay.
Now.
What's cornichon?
You gave me a jar of them last year for Christmas.
Cornichons?
A little tiny French pickle.
Oh, God.
Little tiny gherkins. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I interrupted. I apologize.
No. I'm just saying, I need to know what lunatic started this trend with the butter boards, because it did start with butter. You
How
know,
many
smearing
different kinds
it
of butter?
On. Thank you. I'm assuming they took compound butters where they like melt it and like add fresh herbs and stuff and then reconstitute it. I don't know. Oh, I know what I was saying. This whole thing went off the freaking rails when it went from charcuterie plate to a grazing table. You heard me, and don't act yeah. like you ain't been to a party with one.
I've been to a grazing.
F you. It's gross. Nobody wants that. I know it looks real pretty for a 2-second picture on Instagram, but the reality of me reaching across to grab a handful of apricots on the other side, which is now stuck in some honey and hummus. How dare you?
And there's always that boy there that you're like, I know the sides of your fingers touched other things, and I doubt you wash your hands after you pee-pee.
Yep. You can just tell by the color of their fingernails. There, I said it. Yes. That's what I look at in a man. Not the size of his hands, what the color of his fingernails are. You're disgusting. You don't have a nail brush? Well, they taught us during COVID, you do this with your fingertips to wash. Scrub them against your hand.
But also get a nail brush.
I mean, are you kidding? Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. I've never heard of a butterboard or a schmear board or a cream cheese board. So I'm not going to these fancy parties and places.
Dana, the one she sent me last night was peanut butter board. Now, I love all the ingredients.
What do you put on there, though?
And I'm going to send it to you because they try to make it look artisanal when the videos are showing how they made it. They like spackle it like Bob Ross when he took some oil acrylic out and put it on his palette. It's in like one of those things.
They're trying to make it like art.
Yes. So they do it like this. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a horrible job, but this is me as an oil artist, an oil painter on my palette. Then they put sliced bananas on top, then some sliced strawberries on top, and then on the sides a pile of pretzels and a pile of cookies. And then you just pick one up and scoop it across your cutting board that you're chopping your damn roast beef and turkey on. You're gross.
I don't think they use the same board. I think they have a set board.
I assure you they do. People are like, it's bamboo. It's antibacterial. Doesn't mean you don't have to clean it. Okay?
I do have one question. Do you have to talk like a baby when you make or eat the schmer board?
When you make the peanut butter one with cookies? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Just asking. Okay.
Because apparently you are incapable of using a knife, which no child should, and putting that on whatever your thing is. Okay? You want to make treats? Go to town. Put it in a bowl and eat it in a contained manner with a utensil. Dirty fingers.
Is it the dirty element that really just sets you off?
It's because it looks a mess, and I don't want to have to drag the vehicle across the board. I want to take a fork or a spoon, a knife, and just put my cream cheese on my bagel and eat it, not dredge it through.
So if I had a board party, you probably wouldn't want to come.
If you ever do something like that.
Can you imagine? Appetizers are on this giant board. Main course board, dessert board, drink board. Just lick it off.
You know what? Why don't you just get like a frozen pack of pot stickers, throw them in your skillet, get them cooked up, put it on your board, one of your boards, right? And then just take a huge bottle of Kikkoman and just pour the soy sauce all over it. Let's just make it a pool of dumplings. Oh, and then you could chop some green onion and throw it on top to try to make it look pretty and like it's a garnish. I still won't come.
Even your insults are too bougie for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I cannot wait. Because this is going to give me some real fodder. I'm going to post these pictures once this airs so everyone can see this trend.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to keep reposting and forwarding these. You're going to get a little bit of everything.
I mean, then it'll be in my feed, haunting me.
I know.
Oh, man, it seems like you're really ready for a cleansing breath.
I am.
You got real upset about the smearing.
When you see it, you're going to be as angry. I know you are.
Okay. I believe you. I probably will. It's not hard to tip me over the yelly face. Each week on our show, we like to get our rants out. Sometimes they're important. Sometimes they're not as important.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
No, I'm saying this week's were important. There was some marital issues. There's some safety concerns, germ-wise, so... So, if you get a chance, if you're alone, scream it out. You'll feel wonderful. If you're not alone, at least you can scream. Mute yourself, maybe, because you got a new mic. So... if you can scream it out, do it. If not, just please take these few seconds to take a breath with us. It'll feel good, I promise. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath in. And you resisted.
I did.
All right. Do you feel better?
I'm trying to contain it.
Okay. Well, let's move on to our corners. Let's get your brain off of it. Off of the schmear.
So gross.
All right. I'm up. It is gross. I'm up first this week with corners. You know what's so bad, though, is I would have those "this is gross" thoughts in my head, and I would still be like, ooh, honey, goat cream cheese. I would still eat it. I know myself. Okay.
Not if you were sharing it with a bunch of people.
Well, that's probably true. Or boys. Okay.
How dare I? We are not supposed to come back after the cleansing breath. Please continue with your corner.
I'm sorry. I think it was my fault. Okay, my corner. I have a what the what corner. This is from my favorite, from Spooky at Audie Central. student tries to cheat on law school exam with intricately etched Bic pens. A Spanish law school teacher recently shared one of the ingenious methods that one of her students used to cheat on an exam. A dozen of artistically etched Bic pens. Yolanda DeLucci, a teacher at the University of Malaga in Spain, recently shared a couple of very interesting photos on her Twitter account. She was apparently cleaning up her drawers when she came across one of the more ingenious cheating methods she and her colleagues had confiscated. A few years back, one of her students tried to cheat on an exam by finely etching the criminal procedure law onto 11 Bic pens. A close-up of the pens really showcases the skill of the student, who obviously put a lot of time and effort into his intriguing cheating technique. That's what I was thinking. Like, couldn't you study instead? Anyway.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. What art, the Spanish teacher tweeted, adding the hashtag cheat sheets aren't like they used to be. She only shared the photos to show other fellow teachers the ingenuity of her students, but the tweet kind of took a life of its own. It received over 280,000 likes on Twitter alone, as well as tens of thousands of retweets. Did you see the picture of them? I don't think I can. Like, you can't even see.
No, that looks like, I don't know how that's even possible. Did they take a tattoo gun to etch that? I mean there are full sentences.
Yes. Somebody wrote back, "Hello, Yolanda. I know the author of that wonderful work perfectly. In fact, he has authorized me," ignoring his name logically, "to show you some more that he still keeps at home. The technique used by the artist, as he himself tells me, was to replace the graphite lead of a mechanical pencil with a needle, which made it super easy for him to etch the pen. So he used a needle in a mechanical pencil." Gonzo, the artist's friend, also posted a photo of the improvised etching tool and added that his buddy would arrange the pens in order to make them easier and less conspicuous to read during exams. So there, see the mechanical pencil? That's the tattoo gun or etching gun. He used a needle.
What?
The artistically etched cheat sheets drew a lot of attention online, with many praising the artist for his patience and others claiming that it would have been easier to study for the exam than to etch all those pens.
That's what you said.
DeLucci. I know. DeLucci herself praised the student, even if she did fail him that year. "That could not happen today," the teacher wrote. "Now students would not make an effort to have such a detailed cheat sheet for an exam. They live at the click of a button by what happens instantly. That's impossible to see today." That is insane. Unreal. Here's a more, I don't know, let's see, close up, since we're on video now, I'll try.
That's insane.
I mean, you can't even, it's insane. Oh my gosh. that's just one of the ingenious exam cheating techniques that we've featured on Oddity Central over the years. In the past, we've seen exam answers painted on nails, Bluetooth devices surgically implanted in ears, and even Bluetooth connected flip-flops.
I think we talked about those flip-flops.
Well, and also what's going on with the international chess tournaments. You know what's happening there.
Please tell people, because yes, I did just recently hear about that.
So the best chess player in the world was competing against this other guy who's kind of new. He's only like 19 or 20, something like that. He's yet very young. And he beat him. And that guy like threw a fit and said, he's cheating. So the young guy comes back and goes, yes, I did cheat when I was like 16 and 17 in some online chess games, but I didn't cheat this time. And one of the ways that he has cheated in the past and admitted to it, and what the international former champion is saying that he did this time, is that he has anal beads that vibrate that he inserts into himself before a competition, and then knows what moves to make by the indoor backdoor vibrations. Is that explained kindly enough?
Absolutely not. Is someone controlling the beads with a remote control to let him know?
Helping.
So big Helping. Pressure on the G spot means move your queen ahead two spaces. What?
I don't play chess, so I can't verify if that's right or not.
I don't even know where to begin. There's so many different.
That's the technique. Yeah. And kid was doing that when he was like 16, 17.
There's nothing okay about this. And
I'm just saying,
very fascinated.
I wanted to add to the corner.
Oh my God.
Cheating's cheating, Dana. Jessica. It doesn't matter if it's with your hands or your butt, it's still cheating.
Oh my God. Out of control. Oh my God. All right. Bringing us to our next corner and animal instincts. This is from newsforkids.net. Scientists learn that dogs can smell stress. Now, I am fascinated by this because Dana and I have been talking about this recently. I don't even remember what it was, but it was something else.
It was smelling
else.
Cancer. Or
cancer
the woman
and Parkinson's.
And Parkinson's. That woman smelled that.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a human. Holy crap. If you've ever thought dogs seem to know when people are stressed, you were right. Scientists in Ireland ran an experiment which showed that dogs can tell the difference between the smell of a person when they're relaxed and when they're stressed. People have long known that dogs have a great sense of smell. Dogs have been used to track down missing people and to detect drugs, bombs, and even diseases. But scientists weren't sure whether stressed people had a special smell. And if they did, they weren't sure whether dogs could detect the smell. It turns out the answer to both questions is yes. Researchers at Queen's University Belfast, led by scientist Clara Wilson, worked with four dogs. They taught the dogs to use a special smell testing device with three openings. The scientists used treats and rewards to train the dogs to find and signal the correct opening. Over time, the dogs were given harder and harder smelling jobs. The final goal was to see if they could smell stress in the breath and sweat of a person. All day long, our bodies go through changes and produce different chemicals. These chemicals come out in our breath and sweat, slightly changing the way we smell. So the researchers collected samples from 36 different people when they were calm and also when they were stressed. The calm part was easy. They asked people to report their stress level and measured their heart rates and blood pressure. The people were asked to wipe their skin with a clean piece of cloth. They then had to put the cloth sample in a tube, breathe on it hard three times, and seal the tube. To stress people out, the scientists asked a really difficult math problem. Wow, they should have had me for this study. And forced people to do it in their heads. Quickly. And they weren't nice about it. They kept telling people to hurry up, and they didn't give them any help. I'm telling you right now, I could have done this entire study for them. Yes. I used to hand in blank math exams in college. Blank. Sign my name and a blank test because I couldn't do it. Yeah. My professor was like, I'm going to go ahead and give you a C. You're a theater major, and I see that you come to the lab every week, and you're trying your best. You're not going to need math after this. I was like, thank you.
You're so lucky. I took so many math classes over again.
It's unreal. It really was a huge detriment for me. Mm-hmm. Anyways, then came the challenge. The dogs had three choices: a sample from a calm person, a stress sample from the same person, and a clean piece of cloth. The dogs did 720 of these tests. They correctly identified the stress sample 94% of the time.
Wow!
That's pretty amazing.
Can I say something?
Yes. No, they give you the math problem. No, I don't want it.
No, don't put that in our brains. Don't. You've been cursed now, but don't put it on us, Jessica.
Don't. Trust me, I'm not. We're done with dogs smelling.
Can I say something a little harsh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love my dog with all my heart. And I do have to say that for a long, long time, we thought she was stupid. And she's definitely not. She's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. So knowing that she's very intelligent and knowing that she should be able to smell stress, why the heck is she not comforting me a whole lot more? That's
hilarious.
All I want to say about that.
Little Lucy.
Aww. Lucy! We got some explaining to do! She's in the bedroom with her
with
daddy.
Tail. Mm-hmm.
She's in the bedroom with daddy, and she also starred in mommy's self-tape this morning that mommy had to redo.
Oh, Lucy. You're supposed to produce, not be an extra.
Oh, she wanted in that shot real bad. Just her butt, though, guys. Just her butt.
Oh, my God.
Like trying to get it done so fast. I'm like, Dan Tipton will say, do you want to put the dog away? Do you want to put Ollie away? And I'm like, no, I have a cat. I have a dog. And then I end up with a scene with my dog's butthole the whole time, right behind my ear. Like I can't win.
Hilarious.
Okay. Let's move on into our raves because so far today we both snapped once.
These are happy things, good things.
These are very happy things that we're happy to rave about and get the good word out about. Mm-hmm. So my rave today is Grounds and Hounds Coffee Company. To our four-legged friends, each day is a new adventure full of possibilities and excitement. Grounds and Hounds Coffee Company was born out of our passion to give back to the animals who selflessly provide us with so much happiness. 20% of all profits generated by Grounds and Hounds Coffee Company are used to fund innovative and impactful rescue programs throughout the country. We strive to support the hardworking organizations and volunteers who fight for our friends day in and day out, and we promise to deliver an amazing cup of coffee along the way. All Grounds and Hounds green coffee, 100% Arabica, specialty grade coffee. After sourcing our green coffee from the top growing regions around the world, Peru, Colombia, Sumatra, Papua New Guinea, Ethiopia, Mexico, Guatemala, and Nicaragua, we then let our master roaster go to work. Our coffees are small batch roasted and require the skillful hand of our roast master to create the perfect beans for the perfect brew. We have a chance to do something great, and we would love for you to join us. I love that.
Yes.
Grounds and Hounds Coffee Company. I love that there are so many ways for us to help. You know what I mean? Like, especially with, you know, online, Instagram and stuff. I follow the Asher House. I follow Winky. But I follow all these animals. And it's really wonderful when they get in trouble, you can help them out. And they can help out. Like, one cat owner got more money than they needed for the procedure. So she donated it to a bunch of rescues around the country for people who had helped, which I thought was beautiful. The only problem with that is when they lose a pet, I feel like I lose a pet too, because like you get to know them, you know? But it's very beautiful. I love that this is a very green organization and that they give back to our puppies.
Yes. Also, because it's, again, if you're like Dana and I, you like coffee. You love coffee.
Yeah, everybody drinks coffee.
It's a part of your daily routine. If you're a coffee drinker, so why not do something that gives back to a worthwhile cause? I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Jessica. What'd you bring
now,
today?
Today, my rave is the Landmark Project. We support Smokey Bears. And let me just let you know, it's not Smokey the Bear, as we've all called him over the years. It's Smokey Bear.
Yeah, and they say that we all made it up.
No, our friend Michael Bellavia, one of his big clients is the Ad Council. I know you remember that from the 80s, but they're still around. So he has worked on a few of the Smokey Bear wildfire projects, and he's the one who first corrected me and anyone else. He's like, it's not Smokey the Bear. It's Smokey Bear.
No, there's an article out about it right now, Jessica, about how, remember Bernstein Bears and Bernstein Bears?
Yes.
They're saying that either there's a glitch in the matrix, some of us have lived in a different plane or something, or we're being gaslit. Because
oh my
so
God.
Many of us. That, and also that Ed McMahon was ever working for Publishers Clearinghouse, which 1,000% he was. They say
excuse
never.
Me.
Look, Google it, guys. Google it. I don't want to waste much time here.
Because I'm going to go down some conspiracy theorist rabbit hole, and they're going to try to steal me in the night. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And that is something where I would go on national TV and swear my life to, sign on the dotted line, bet every penny I own, which is not much. Ed McMahon, 1,000% was not just part of it. He was the face of Publishers Clearinghouse.
Agreed.
How do I know this? My first paid acting job in LA was to be on a show with a hypnotist, and I had to pretend I was hypnotized. The guy wasn't having much luck, so they hired actors. He didn't know that. We weren't allowed to let him know we were actors. And I had to pretend I was hypnotized, act like a chicken, and then pretend that I thought the person handing me a giant fake check was Ed McMahon.
Okay, Jessica, I just need to tell you that is a crazy story for sure, but it's not proof. Because Ed McMahon wasn't there. It wasn't affiliated with Publishers Clearinghouse. This was the weirdest acting job you ever had in your life. So though it was an interesting story, it bears no weight.
I had to pretend it was Ed McMahon for Publishers Clearinghouse. It was Ed Venice Beach.
The writer of that bit lived in our plane. I'm telling you, Google it. We're being gaslit. I agree with you. I'm on your side. I swear to God, Ed McMahon was in those Publishing Clearinghouse commercials. His whole body, not just a frozen face. And they say no. Listeners, we need your help.
Please, you need to let us know if you know what we're talking about. You also are ready to sign your life away, like the movie Crossroads, make a deal with the devil, and Ralph Macchio, not to become the greatest guitar player in the world, but to prove that Ed McMahon was the face of Publishers Clearinghouse. Also, I'm curious to know, did you ever see that? Are you scratching your head going, that sounds awfully familiar? Well, if you used to watch the TV Guide channel and just let it roll on a loop, like people would late at night, then guaranteed you probably saw that. I was paid $100 and it ran for 4 years.
Oh my God, that's insane. That is crazy town. 4 years. You didn't
Four
even make a penny
years.
A day. You.
People came out of the woodworks and they're like, I would get voice messages of people I hadn't spoken to in years. And they're like, hey, Jessica, this is so-and-so. Funny thing, I was working late the other night and I heard a laugh. And I looked up and I'm like, that sounds like Jessica Young. Oh my God, that is Jessica Young. Yep, it was that.
With I believe
a fake Ed McMahon. Well, you guys, look where I just went from Smokey Bear to that. I'm sorry.
Well, okay? It's my fault. I brought it up because I'm sorry. It is Smokey the Bear.
That's what I thought.
The Bear. It was
I'm gonna
when
get
I was
a written
a child.
Testimony.
It was when yes. I was a child.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah. Next thing they're going to be telling us that Hooty Owl was Patootie Owl. Stop it. Why are
Hooty
you trying
Owl.
To ruin my childhood? Let me have the memories I've created for myself, okay?
Hey, your daddy was a fireman. Ask him if it's Smokey the Bear.
My dad can't remember the color of my hair, okay? And he would laugh if he heard me say that. He can't remember anything. And I am just, we're all just like him. He, every time he sees a movie, even if he's seen it 56 times, it's brand new to him. Well, this does seem a little familiar.
I love it.
Oh, my. All right. I know it's
Let
true.
Me get back to this.
Okay. Sorry. I thought it was
Very
done.
Quick. No, we didn't even discuss it.
We didn't even start it. Psychos.
The Landmark Project. You can find them at thelandmarkproject.com. We support Smokey Bear's Wildlife Prevention Education Fund by donating 10% of our Smokey Bear profits. As part of Landmark Presents, we also collaborate every month with an artist to sell a fine art print in which 100% of the proceeds benefits the National Parks Conservation Association.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm all about this. Again, they always give money to Smokey Bear, but I love that they're also giving back to other organizations. When you love something, you take care of it, whether that favorite thing is something as small as a tea or as big as a national park. At the Landmark Project, we were founded on the idea that the very best way we can show we care about something is by doing our part. We choose materials with reduced impact. We know that the textile industry is the second most polluting industry in the world and accounts for roughly 10% of the world's carbon emissions. For a company that's built around making wearable art and honors our natural places, we see it as a responsibility to deliver you the best possible product at the lowest impact we can. Over 95% of Landmark's apparel is made with sustainable fibers. Better Cotton, there's the Better Cotton Initiative, just what it sounds like, better for farm workers, better for brands, better for you. Means our cotton is grown according to practices that ensure limited water, soil integrity, and that workers receive respect and fair compensation. Yes, please.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
This is fascinating to me, and I've seen this a lot lately, and I'm really all about it. I actually bought some new clothes at Target for myself for the fall, and it's all made with recycled polyester. Post-consumer recycled plastics, once destined for the landfill, are instead spun into new yarns. Blended with cotton, this combination results in a tee that's soft and comfortable, moisture controlling, and durable. We eliminate unnecessary plastic, poly bags, hang tags, other small plastics end up in our landfills and oceans, replacing unnecessary plastic with unbleached paper and other natural fibers whenever possible is a small way we can reduce the negative impact. We design for longevity. Just to give you an idea. Yes,
sorry,
tell me.
I know you can't hear me because there's a delay. I love that because I just saw this thing the other day about like the microplastics that are in so much of what we have.
Oh
so
God.
Trying to keep that down as best we can for the environment, for our health, everything is great. Anyway,
we're drinking
but I love,
it.
I know. But anyway, also the durability thing is wonderful because we talk a lot about fast fashion. And listen, there are a few things that I do fast fashion because I'm poor. But how wonderful would it be to not have to buy cheap t-shirts every year and buy like a durable, because your t-shirts, just a plain one there, just a plain t-shirt is wonderful to go for my walks, go to the store, whatever, you know, when I don't have appointments or stuff, and to not have to replace those because they get dingy or get holes in them. Literally, I wear tiny holes into my t-shirts.
Yep.
So I love that. I think it's really wonderful what they're doing.
I do too. So, for instance, right now they have a bandana. It's really cute. It says, protect our forests, yours to enjoy, not to destroy. And it has a picture of Smokey Bear, everybody can use a bandana, and it's very helpful when you are out on the trails or taking a hike. They have given almost $500,000 back since they started Amazing. This project. So thank you so much to the Landmark Project. And it's really cool. You can find their stuff online, but also at places like REI. I'm a big fan of REI. So yes, thank you, Landmark Project.
Thank you, Landmark, for what you're doing. It reminds me too, I don't remember, I think we were on hiatus still when Mr. Patagonia gave his company. I mean, we've right? talked about Patagonia before, but what he just did was pretty amazing. That whole family.
Incredible.
Yep. I know. Anyway, thank you for that, Jessica. I am going to check them out. I mm-hmm. love that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Jessica?
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
Oh, my goodness. You want to tell everybody how to get a hold of us? It's time, guys. We need you again.
Yes, please send your rants, raves, and anything else for that matter to the Rants and Raves podcast. That is our call sign, if you will, our handle on Instagram and Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at @raves_the. You can send us an email at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com or go to the contact button on our website, www.therantsandravespodcast.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your listenership. And we mean it. We already have some things in motion. You'll keep your eyes out for within the next couple of weeks, some new fun things that we're going to be doing.
Yeah. And I just want to take a real quick second. We've got some listener friends that are ill right now. And we just want you guys to know that we're thinking about you. There's some COVID stuff. There's some medical stuff. And we're always thinking about you guys, sending you yes. some good vibes and healing juju and prayers and all the stuff, whatever you want to choose from. I'll Absolutely. Give it to you. So we love yep. you guys. Jessica, is there anything you're watching that you need to share or reading?
Not really.
I got a new one that I just randomly Ooh. Found on Netflix. Can I share it with you? It's kind of a Please. Brainless, show, but super, super interesting.
Love
it's called 100 Humans. 100 Humans. Hmm. And I just want to read what they say about it so I don't butcher it. You know, apparently my son watched several things before he left this morning. 100 Humans. Here we go. And it says, anyway, they do experiments on humans. So like this one is humans weigh pleasurable prizes against painful penalties as the hosts explore the many ways negative and positive elements shape our reality. One of them, I saw them, they were testing your unconscious bias for race and different things like that. Looks, you know, gender, all this. And the people oh, wow. thought that they were testing for something else. So it's all very, it's very honest. There's gender stuff. There's attractive stuff. There's all, it's 100 Humans. Check it out. It's very fun and wow. interesting to watch. Yeah. So that's all
love
I got.
Love it. Yeah.
Very good. And then before we go real quick, I love you, Jessica. We'll be back next week. I'm really hopeful that this video will be up tomorrow as well as the audio. I won't make promises, but I'm going to do my best. Jessica, I just want to give yes. you this fact. And
do it.
I guess it's a little bit apropos. I think we talked about this earlier a little bit. But if you live to be 70 years old, you will spend 10 years of your life on Monday. Today's Monday. We usually record on Mondays.
No.
10 years. 10 years of your life is Mondays. All right, guys, think about that. Enjoy every other day to the most, right?
Don't be like Garfield. Don't hate Mondays.
Don't hate Mondays, guys. Take it back. Let's reclaim Monday. All right. Love
Have
you.
Have your owner make you a lasagna.
Thank you.
Have
All
a
right.
great
We've
week.
We've got the answers. All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.